In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. On the feast of the Annunciation of my last year at the seminary, we got a hit by, about a 5.5 earthquake epicentered 10 miles away from the abbey, from the seminary where I was at. And the fun part was that the monks had just begun to pray. I think it was morning prayer. And the antiphon was, "And the angel declared unto Mary." And as soon as they finished that antiphon, there was a great big boom, and everything started shaking. And it has often occurred to me, when I think about the Annunciation, about this event, not just because it was interesting. Now, myself, I had just gotten out of the shower, and I was back in my room, and all the books and everything were flying off the shelves, and I was like, oh, geez. But it strikes me that that is exactly what the Annunciation was like. It was like an earthquake, but not one that just rattled things, but really shook reality, and not just in Mount Angel, Oregon, and not just here in the United States, and not just on Earth, but throughout all of creation. Reality was shaken by this one fact that this young lady said, "Be it done to me according to your word," and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, because it was at that moment that the Son of God took upon himself our frail human nature, and the immediate work of our salvation was begun. At that point, our human nature was adopted by God. Now just think how awesome that is. Not even the angels can say that. God never became an angel. That's why when people say when someone's dead, oh, they become an angel. Why would you say that? That's a demotion. Being a human being is much better in this, because God became flesh. And so we have the wonderful events of the Annunciation. Now just imagine how scared you would be if an angel, and remember, angels aren't cute. Angels are awe-inspiring. They're scary. If an angel appeared to you and said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you," you're like, oh boy, something's up. So the angel had to say, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus," the name which means God saves. So she knew that she would be the mother of the Messiah. Now, how can this be, since I have no relations with a man? Because she's the Virgin Mary. Never let anyone tell you anything different. Virgin before, virgin during, virgin after. That is the dogma of the faith. She had no other physical children. The ever-Virgin Mary. How was this possible? And also notice the difference between her and Zechariah. When the same angel went to Zechariah and told him that he and his wife would have a son, he's like, yeah, that's not going to happen. But Mary said, how can this happen? Because I'm a virgin. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called the Son of God. And Elizabeth is a sign to her that this can happen, that these things are happening. But it wouldn't have happened except for one thing. Her saying, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. I am the Lord's servant. May it be done to me according to your word." And at that moment, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, which is why in a few minutes when we pray the Creed, when we ordinarily bow, we will be genuflecting, just like we do on the Lord's birthday of Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.